think it really starts with realizing that you don't love yourself, that most people don't. Most people feel they're not good enough, that they haven't done it right, they won't do it right, they'll never be enough, and they're definitely not lovable. And when we come from that space, it's very hard to create things for ourselves that are really good. So in the early days when I worked with people, I used to fix this problem and fix that problem, and you'd have this, a health thing, and we'd work on that and we'd work on this. And one day I discovered, much to my amazement, that if I would help people learn to love themselves, to really accept themselves as they are, we didn't have to work around problems. Because it was almost like a miracle. Everything seemed to fall away. It's a hard one for people because we grow up believing that we're not good enough and nothing is right. I remember lots of times I would ask people, well, what is really wrong with you? What have you done that is so terrible that you're not acceptable to yourself? And I never, ever, ever got an answer that made any sense. You know, they might say something like, well, I'm too fat. Well, so, you know, but when you talk about loving yourself, a lot of people think that that's vanity, but it isn't really. It has nothing to do with that. That is narcissistic. But to really care for you and to acknowledge that you are an important being, it's almost like in the Bible they would say, you recognize that you are a child of God, that therefore you are perfect. But even if you're not a biblical person, if you can recognize that you are a being that has self-worth, if you can really recognize your own worth, then you start to treat yourself differently. And I think that's what's so very important about loving yourself, is you stop beating yourself up, you stop making yourself wrong, you stop talking about how awful you are, and you stop saying things like, I'm really stupid and stuff, and you start to treat yourself with a certain amount of respect. And this makes an enormous difference, because what you give out in life is what comes back to you. So if you're giving out a feeling of, I'm okay, I'm good enough as I am, and I am acceptable, and I love life, and I love me, and you start having gratitude for yourself and for life, then life treats you differently, because you are having a different vibration that you're giving out and getting back. And that's when things really start to flow. Now, a lot of people don't realize it, but you have to practice. You just have to start it. And that's why I try to get people to do a lot of mirror work. If you look in the mirror, just simple things like looking in the mirror in your own eyes and saying, I love you. I really, really love you. And it helps if you use your name, Louise, I love you. I really love you. It gets to that little child inside that has been rejected for so long. And it breaks open sort of a dam or a door or whatever you want to call it. And it's like little miracles start to happen. Lots of little good things happen. And the universe loves grateful people. The more grateful you are, the more you get to be grateful about.
Now that we understand a little bit more about how powerful our thoughts and words are, we can choose to retrain our thinking and speaking into positive patterns if we're going to get beneficial results. Are you willing to change your self-talk into positive affirmations? Remember, every time you think a thought and every time you speak a word, you are saying an affirmation. An affirmation is a beginning point. It opens the way to change. In essence, you are saying to your subconscious mind, I am taking responsibility. I am aware that there is something I can do to change. When I talk about doing affirmations, I mean to consciously choose sentences or words that will either help to eliminate something from your life or help to create something new in your life. And you do this in a positive way. If you say, I don't want to be sick anymore, the subconscious mind hears sick more. Now you want to tell it clearly what you do want. That is, say, I am a healthy person. I radiate good health. The subconscious mind is very straightforward. It has no strategy or designs. What it hears is what it does. If you say, I hate this car, it doesn't give you a wonderful new car because it doesn't know what you want. Even if you get a new car, you will probably hate it soon, because that is what you've been saying about it. The subconscious only hears, "Hate this car." You need to clearly declare your desires in a positive way, as in, "I have a beautiful new car that suits all my needs," or, "I always have a car that I love." If there is something in your life that you really dislike, I have found one of the quickest ways to release it is to bless it with love. I bless you with love, and I release you and let you go. This works for people, situations, objects, and living quarters. You could even try it on a habit you would like to be free of and see what happens. I knew one man who said, "I bless you with love and release you from my life," to every cigarette he smoked. After a few days, his desire for smoking was considerably less, and in a few weeks, the habit was gone. You deserve good. Think for a moment. What is it you really want right now? What is it you want today in your life? Think about it and then say, "I accept for myself whatever it is that you want." This is where I find that most of us get stuck. The bottom line is the belief that we don't deserve to have what we want. Our personal power lies in the way we perceive our deservability. Our not deserving comes from childhood messages. Again, we don't have to feel that we cannot change because of these messages. Often people will come to me and say, "Louise, affirmations don't work." It really has nothing to do with affirmations. It is the fact that we don't believe we deserve the good. The way to find out if you believe that you deserve something is to say an affirmation and notice the thoughts that come up as you say it. Then write them down. Because when you see these thoughts on paper, they will be very clear to you. The only thing that keeps you from deserving or loving yourself or whatever is someone else's belief or opinion that you have accepted as truth. When we don't believe that we deserve good, we will knock the pinnings out from under ourselves, which we can do in a variety of ways. We can create chaos. We can lose things, we can hurt ourselves, or have physical problems like falling, or have accidents. We want to start believing that we deserve all the good that life has to offer. In order to reprogram the false or negative belief, what would be the first thought that you would need to begin to create this new whatever in your life? What would be the building block or the foundation that you would need to stand on? What would be the sort of thing that you would need to know for yourself to believe, to accept? Some good thoughts to start with could be, "I am worthwhile. I am deserving. I love myself. I allow myself to be fulfilled," etc. These concepts form the very basis of beliefs on which you can build. Do your affirmations on top of these building blocks to create what you want.
To begin with, you start by doing what we call doing affirmations, and that is making positive statements about your life that are positive, and you do them deliberately. You might do them in the morning, you might do them at noon, you might do them at night, you might do them, you know, twice a day or whatever, but you do this and you let this become a habit, and as you start to do them, things will begin to change, maybe on a very small level. I call it getting the green lights in the parking places. I mean, they're not huge things in your life, but it can be very nice when you get three green lights in a row and you're in a hurry. Yeah. Doing an affirmation is either writing it down, writing it on the wall or the mirror, or using just saying it. What I like people to do is to stand in front of a mirror and do their affirmations. Because there's something very powerful about looking in your own eyes and getting and accepting yourself, or noticing that you reject yourself when you're saying something positive about yourself. So that would be a very beginning way to start. Say in the morning, you get up in the morning, you go to the mirror, and this is a big one and it's hard for lots of people, but you look in the mirror and say, "I love you. I really, really love you." And to begin with, that can be so hard for people because they think of all the things that they think are wrong with them. But if you can start your day saying that, It's very powerful. Remember, I'd like to think the universe is listening to everything you say and everything you think and saying, okay, you can get that. So then it starts to bring you in and bring things into you. And I know this sounds far-fetched, but it's amazing how it works. If you do a good, general, positive statement for yourself, the universe will figure out how to manifest that, how to bring that about in your life. So things could happen that you wouldn't expect at all, but they will happen. If you think of doing your positive affirmations, it's like planting a seed in the ground. It's not necessarily true at the moment, but it is something you want to have be true. So you put the seed in, and you plant a seed, and you expect it to grow. Or you maybe plant three seeds just in case. You expect them to grow. And you don't wait 2 days and then dig in the earth and say, what's happening? You expect that thing to grow because you know there's a law and a process. And the seed will grow if it is in the right soil and it has the right amount of moisture. Making it really a habit and doing it every day, doing something every morning when you wake up, that's a really good time. And another good time is when you go to sleep at night.
If you still have a habit that you haven't released, ask yourself how it serves you. What do you get out of it? If you can't get an answer, ask in a different way. If I no longer had this habit, what would happen? Very often the answer is, my life would be better. So it comes back to the fact that we believe we don't deserve a better life in some way. Ordering from the cosmic kitchen. When you first say an affirmation, it may not seem true. But remember, affirmations are like planting seeds in the ground. When you put a seed in the ground, you don't get a full-grown plant the next day. We need to be patient during the growing season. As you continue to say the affirmation, either you will be ready to release whatever you don't want, and the affirmation will become true, or it will open a new avenue to you, or you may get a brilliant brainstorm. Or a friend may call you and say, "Have you tried this?" You will be led to the next step that will help you. Keep your affirmations in the present tense. You can sing them and make a jingle out of them so that they repeat over and over in your head. Remember that you cannot affect a specific person's actions with your affirmations. To affirm that John is now in love with me is a form of manipulation, and it is trying to have control over another person's life. It will usually have a boomerang effect on you. You will become very unhappy when you don't get what you want. You can say, "I am now loved by a wonderful man who is," and list the qualities that you want in the relationship. That way, you allow the power within you to bring to you the perfect person to fill that bill, who may possibly be John. You don't know what another person's spiritual lesson is, and you don't have a right to interfere in their life process. You certainly wouldn't want someone else doing it to you. If someone is ill, bless them and send them love and peace, but don't demand that they get well. I like to think of doing affirmations as placing our order in the cosmic kitchen. If you go to a restaurant and the waiter or waitress comes and takes your order, you don't follow them into the kitchen to see if the chef got the order or how he's going to prepare the food. You sit and drink water or coffee or tea, or you talk to your friend and maybe eat your roll. You assume that your food is being prepared and will be out when it's ready. It's the same when we begin to do affirmations. When we put our order into the cosmic kitchen, the great chef, our higher power, is working on it. So you go on with your life and know that it is being taken care of. It's on order. It's happening. Now, if the food comes out and it isn't exactly what you ordered, and if you have self-esteem, you will send it back. If not, you will eat it. You also have a right to do that with the cosmic kitchen. If you don't get exactly what you want, you can say, "No, that's not quite it. This is what I want." Perhaps you weren't clear in your ordering. The idea here too is to let go. At the end of my treatments and meditations, I use the words, "And so it is." It's a way of saying, "Higher power, it's in your hands now. I release it to you."